Jerry Bader Show 951, talking about how a member of the European Union, basically their Secretary of State, Portugal, said, look, here's an opportunity, and let's not wait for a big oil agreement. Let's get an energy import-export agreement between the EU and the United States as quickly as possible. Let's not make it take 3 years. Western Europe would benefit security-wise by not having to use so much of Russia's oil and nat gas. And the United States, which is in an oil and nat gas boom, but isn't really benefiting from it because it can't use those European markets. This is so obvious. So what's stopping it? The extreme radical environmental left in the United States. If you think I'm wrong on this, I've got several stories for you. Item one. A former official with the EPA compared the practices of the oil and gas industry to slavery during a debate at Colorado Christian University, eliciting a rebuke from another panelist, writes Greg Campbell of the Daily Caller. Wes Wilson said Americans should ban fracking because burning fossil fuels is an ethical problem. At least this guy's intellectually honest. It's an ethical problem, regardless of its contribution to the economy. You know, slavery had a lot of economic benefits, but it had an ethical problem, he said. Panelist Josh Penry of EIS Solutions, who argued against banning fracking, audibly muttered outrageous in reply. This is at least the second time in less than a year that activists have invoked slavery when opposing energy projects. In May, 150 big-money Democratic donors sent a letter to President Obama encouraging him to oppose construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, saying that denying a permit would be similar to President Lincoln's abolition of slavery. Lincoln made one of the most important decisions, blah, 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 to end slavery. Your decision on Keystone may not be so weighty, but we believe it holds a comparable urgency and importance, not strictly as a pipeline decision, but as a presidential choice that will signal a fundamentally new direction for our nation. At least the opponents of infrastructure development for fossil fuels are honest. They don't want increased production and thereby use of fossil fuels. At least they're honest, some of them. They don't think that the Keystone Pipeline itself poses an environmental threat, the pipe laid from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. That's not what they're concerned about. They're concerned about the fact it will burn more oil. That's the problem. What do they really dislike about fracking? Now they're saying it causes earthquakes and this and that and the other thing. Why? Because fracking is their worst nightmare. They wanted to believe we were running out of fossil fuels. 5 years ago, Nancy Pelosi and the left loved natural gas. That's when they didn't think we were going to get a virtually unlimited supply of it. It's insane that not only our economic, but our national security interests are being hamstrung by this radicalism. They believe if we just stop access to fossil fuel, we'll stop using it. What the hell are we going to not only power our economy with, but defend ourselves? Right now, the most valuable weapon in national security, not just for the United States, but for Europe, is natural gas and oil. We still think of this, of Russia, as a frenemy and not an enemy. If they haven't shown they're an enemy of the free world, what do they have to do? You've never heard frenemy before? Really? What do they have to do to prove their true intentions? Actually invade far Western Europe? What do they have to do? Europe is hamstrung right now because they depend on Russia. This is just insane. We should do more offshore exploring. We should do a hell of a lot more fracking than we're already doing. We should open up lands to oil exploration and that gas that we are now not. We're idiots. We are the biggest idiot on this freaking planet. Anyone else with energy has the common sense God gave a broomstick to utilize it. And yes, dare I say the word, exploit it for economic and security gains. But we won't because we're morons. I am telling you, Republicans need to push this a lot more. Because here's what happens. When you call him impotent in his policy and what he is doing in Russia and the Ukraine, the response is, but you Republicans just want to go to war. They tell you everyone to go to war. You just want to go to war. No, that's not the solution here. The solution is to neuter Vladimir Putin. You do that by taking away the Western European energy market from him. And as the Secretary of State, or whatever he's called, in Portugal pointed out, here's how you do it. And we could do it rather quickly, not in 3 or 5 years or whenever. Same thing with the Keystone Pipeline. For purely political reasons, it has been delayed. Because there are Senate Democratic candidates who want to run against it, and they didn't want that hobby horse taken away. But more importantly, there are environmentalists who want it stopped in the name of a billionaire, Tom Steyer, who's spending hundreds of millions on Democratic wacko environmental liberal causes. Oh, but he's not the Koch brothers. That's his claim now. He's not the Koch brothers. It's billionaire dollars are different when they're liberal billionaire dollars. He doesn't like being called the left's version of the Koch brothers. That's not something I embrace. I think there are real distinctions between the Koch brothers and us. He said in an interview with Politico and the Washington Post, taped for C-SPAN's Newsmakers, which will air on Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to expose that lie at 10:06. It's 9:58.